You're listening to The Matt and Pat Show.
I'm Pat. He's Matt. And together, we're The Matt and Pat Show.
Welcome to Matt and Pat. Oh, my goodness.
I'm just happy. It's a Friday.
Yeah, I'm tired.
I'm just happy because I had some pizza a little while ago.
Pizza.
And it was like thin crust.
Like it thin?
Yeah, I do. I like thin.
You're getting thinner.
Well, I have been losing some.
You've been losing some weight. A lot of weight. You're looking good now.
I'm trying to.
Respectable.
I looked non-respectable before. Irrespectable?
Holy smokes.
Is that even a word? You ever see the movie Signs?
That's why you're losing. You ever see the movie Signs
with all the water? They.
Yeah.
You know.
We're doing this because there's like three water bottles on the.
You've
been drinking water all day. That's good. Yeah.
It's my wall of.
It's the little fatness. The little girl does.
She saved the day.
She's the one
with all her little water.
Like, this water tastes funny. This water's
because of fluoride.
This water has
fluoride,
toxins,
no fluoride
in it.
I'm against fluoride.
Fluoride.
In fact, the toothpaste.
Yes.
If I can say that correctly. Toothpaste.
Yes. Water
that
lemon.
I brush my teethy with. There's no fluoride.
Water lemon.
I don't like fluoride.
I don't know.
Doesn't like me either.
I don't brush my teeth with eggs, so I'm
well,
okay
why
there.
Why would you want? Man, you know, my eyes are either good or bad.
What's that?
They're either good or bad. There's no in between. Like, I can't.
Well, of course.
I cannot see close with my glasses on, but I can't see far with them not on.
Right, and you read with one eye.
And I read with one eye, because, you know, very $6 million man-ish.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yep.
So it's... Oh, okay, wait, I got to announce. Well, not really announcement, but I got to say. My buddy Ant over in England, I've been able to connect with. Yay, hooray.
Cool. Hello, Ant.
And so he sent me over a package of music.
Wow.
Two CDs.
Nice.
That he's done. And so I got it yesterday in the mail.
Oh, nice.
So I was all, like, super happy. So I listened to one of the albums.
All right.
I'm going to save the album for, well, today. And so the album I listened to is called Feral Waves. Well, his band's called Feral Waves.
Feral Waves.
F-E-R-A-L.
Like a druid waves. Feral.
Well, he doesn't play WoW.
Feral Waves. Okay.
But it's called Feral Waves.
Okay.
And the album is called Upside Down. And, of course, he does vocals and plays guitar. And then my friend Dave is also on it.
Okay.
And I've been trying to get a hold of Dave, and I can't get a hold of Dave. Well, actually, I tried calling Ant.
Dave, where are
with
you?
With his, on his phone, and for some reason or another, I can't get through.
Oh.
I'm typing something wrong on the phone. Well, you know.
You're typing something wrong on the phone?
I'm like, you
are
know.
You putting
like
zero, letters?
It's supposed to be 0011,
oh,
you know,
got, right, right.
Four, and then.
Yeah.
But forever, I don't know why. I'm going to have to figure it out. And I even said, like, on Facebook, I'm like, dude, I'm trying to, like, call you, and it's not going through, and I don't know why.
And does he reply on Facebook?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or email, right? Or, you know, so I gotta call Dave.
Just use Skype. Or FaceTime,
you know,
or something.
Okay. That's why you're a tech guy. Because you think of these things. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll see if he has Skype, or if he has FaceTime.
Or if he has an Apple product, then he can FaceTime.
Oh,
if
we're
not,
gonna talk about Apple.
Yeah, if he doesn't have an Apple product,
yeah,
just,
we'll
you
do
can
Skype.
Just Skype. You can do video with it too.
I'm trying to get hold of Dave, and I'm trying to get hold of Dickie, that's Dave's brother.
Okay.
I sent them a Christmas. I sent them all Christmas cards, and they all came back.
Wait, they all came back. Okay. Wait.
I sent Aunt and Dickie, Pat, Christmas cards to England, and they all came back.
Every time you call the number they gave you. It doesn't go through. Every time you send them cards,
no, I don't believe that.
They come back.
I got... No, I don't believe that.
I mean, it could be true, right? I mean, it could be. They could be like, you know, sawed off, and wanker.
Give them some wrong number.
It could be.
And some wrong.
I mean, they
address.
Could be like just, you know, really nice and not wanting to hurt my feelings. They don't want to ever, you know, have anything left to do with me.
They're like you almost killed us.
After I almost killed them.
You almost killed us in the car.
You know.
We don't want
to
have
anything to do with you anymore. And maybe Ant's just like the one friend who's like, no, I'll still talk to him.
I got to fix my mic here.
You know. Ooh, sounds... Oh, I hear the tape.
Ooh. No, this is a Velcro.
What is that? See, I have my glasses off. I can't even see that.
I'm just going
to. I can't make a call to England. I can't write to England.
And you.
I can't see Jack Diddley.
I'm moving my windscreen here.
Oh, my goodness. So anyway, okay, so the album is called Upside Down, and his band's called Feral Waves, and you can get it on, well, Dave has his little record label called Okra Records.
Okay.
So you can go to www.
Ogre Records.
Okra.
Oh, Okra.
Okra.
I thought you said Ogre. Ogre
Records. Well, I'm the ogre, dude.
You're the
So it's Okra Records. Okra.co.uk.
Oh, company? So,
right, correct. So it's OCH. records.co.uk.
Wow, say that three times fast.
I can't. Although, well, I'll put it up on my PM Packs blog. So anyway, so that was released on Dave's little label, and then the other album that he sent me, which I'll listen to today,
yes,
was on his own little label deal.
Okay.
And so next week, for next week's show, I'll mention that.
Nice.
So anyway, so I was listening to it, and I like it because it's kind of the old school 60s pop type music.
Okay.
Of England.
All right.
It just, you don't have that sound anymore.
Oh.
And so it's very kind of 60s Brit pop sounding.
Nope, sorry.
So.
Cool.
I like it. And hopefully we can get him on the show. I guess by Skype, not by phone.
or by letter.
Well, that's the other thing, too, is because, like, I guess the mobile phones over there use a different digit. I don't know. I'm like, I went online because I was, like, trying to figure out, like, how to do it, and I couldn't do it.
All right, I moved my windscreen, and it didn't
help. Is that better?
No.
It's windy over there?
The problem is the thing's too short.
Oh, that's what she said.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I'm not saying anything anymore. In other news, in other music news... Will is finally releasing his Glide album.
Oh, nice.
And the album is called Assemblage 1 and 2. And so you can go to pledgemusic.com and pledge.
Pledge for...
I think Ant should do that, and Dave should do that.
Pledge
should
for
do
Will.
Pledge. So I pledged for them.
Nice.
For them. For him. For Will. Singular.
Mm-hmm.
So he had like a artwork, cover artwork type of a thing where... You know, where am I going to put that? I don't have any space for it, but I'll find a place eventually. Anyway.
In your hoarding.
So you can go to pledgemusic.com. And I'll put that up on my PM Packs, too.
Nice.
Well, we can put it up here on the Matt and Pat show.
We can put it anywhere, Pat.
Right. And then, of course, what else? So just a whole bunch of... What was that?
Huh?
You're saying something. I don't know what. No, so just a whole bunch of cool music.
That's awesome. Well, now we need to get... We need to get some stuff going with them so we can play all this stuff.
Okay. Well, did you come up with the lettery?
No, thing? I haven't looked at it yet.
Okay, Dirk.
I didn't get the email.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't get the phone message.
Oh my gosh. Oh, okay. Another in food news. Uh-oh. Okay. So this is good. Okay. So remember, I told you about the Green Plus guys, and they're really super awesome.
Yes, they are
and
super
so
awesome.
They have like a monthly order. Dealio, where every month you can order something and they'll auto ship it.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So I joined up with them, and so they're going to send me my little greeny stuff.
Okay.
So hopefully that should arrive pretty soon.
Cool.
But I found another little company, and they're called Lenny and Larry. Lenny and Larry.
excuse me. Lenny and...
Lenny and Larry.
I'm choked up about
these
guys.
You are choked up.
Choked up. Lenny and Larry.
Yes. Well, okay. I found out of them because of Dirk. Because when we were playing D&D...
Okay.
Dirk was he can't have dairy, and he can't have wheat.
Okay.
Because of his allergens.
Right. Okay.
And so these guys have a protein cookie. It's like a chocolate chip cookie.
Okay.
But it has like a bunch of protein in it.
Oh.
So he's like, oh, check this out. This is really good. And I'm like, okay. He's like, here, have some. Have some. I'm like, okay. I won't say no to a cookie, right? So I try it. I'm like, hey, this is actually really good.
Huh.
And he's like, yeah. And there's like... I'll just say like 15 grams of protein or however many grams of protein. I mean, it's a lot, right?
Okay.
And so he's like, these guys rock. And so when I went over last week to shave my head, mm-hmm. he's like, here, let's have a cookie. So, and so it was a
as opposed to a cucumber.
Yes, that's an old story. Didn't we talk about that on the previous show?
I don't know.
When we were, well, okay.
I think we probably did.
We were moving DDF.
Dave was moving.
Dave was moving. Yes. Our good friend, dear friend Dave was moving out of his house here in L.A.
Yes.
To go back to New York State. And we were all in the kitchen hanging out after moving a bunch of his stuff into the U-Haul or whatever Penske truck.
Yes.
And Dirk was telling some story about one of his multi women conquest back in the day stories, and I was holding a cucumber.
No, you were not.
Wasn't I?
No.
Oh no, that's no, right. Grab no, the cucumber. No,
there,
right.
There was he wasn't telling the story, or he was doing something.
I thought he was telling a story.
I don't remember if he was telling the story or someone else was, but everyone was laughing, that sort of thing. And then what happened was, is for whatever reason, then he started rubbing your back.
Oh, that's right.
His hand was all kind of like just rubbing you like this or whatever.
And then I grabbed
I said to Dirk, I said, you better watch it, Dirk. I said, you're going to make Pat excited there. And then that's when you reached over and grabbed the cucumber.
Cucumber story.
And I don't remember anything that happened after that. That's right.
Other than
we were laughing for 30 minutes straight.
Oh, that was good. That was like comic timing.
That was comedy gold.
So we're sharing a cookie together.
Well, now you're sharing cookies.
Right, we're sharing cookies.
You're sharing
together.
Cookies and cucumbers,
with my,
huh?
With my buddy, right? And so anyway, so it was Lenny and Larry cookie. So I said,
Lenny
and
Larry cookie.
Let me take the bag home, the little wrapper home.
Right.
And so I looked them online, and they had like a whole bunch of cool other products. So I'm like, well, let me try like their stuff. So I ordered, And okay, this is really cool because like I'm all in the non-GMO kick.
Yes.
Right? Because I hate Monsanto. They can go to hellfire, burn rain down upon them. I don't like them. Anyway, so.
Do you like Monsanto?
No, not at all. They're horrible, evil, weasel bastards. So anyway, so I sent an email off to them.
Okay.
And I just said, hey, I just have a question. You guys are going to, you have some products that are non-GMO, and then you have a couple that obviously are.
Right.
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 You know, are all your products going to be non-GMO? And I got this really super nice email back from Barry, that is the guy answering the emails. I mean, he probably does a whole bunch of other stuff. I don't know, but nice guy, right?
Right.
And he sent back.
Okay.
And he was just like super cool asking, answering my questions via email.
Nice.
And I was like, wow, like I'm so impressed. And
nice.
It was funny. So I said, I'm going to mention you guys on our show.
Yeah, of course.
And he sent back an email, and he's like, heck yes. I just Barry rocks.
That's cool.
So and then they sent the
Barry.
They sent the cool little backpack, and they sent the sweater, which I gave to your daughter.
Oh, that's because
it's a large. It's not going to fit me.
Right. You need a quadruple 4X.
I need
large.
Like Gigantor size.
Right.
But anyway, I mean, that was I was like opened up the box, and there's like this stuff. I'm like, they didn't have to do that.
Wow, that's cool, dude.
Right.
That's
and
really
he was
cool.
Like really cool answering my questions, and they're gonna go non-GMO.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, okay, you guys have a customer for life.
So I got Greens Plus and
these little company called Lenny and Larry.
And Lenny and Larry.
So
very cool.
I'm happy.
That's awesome.
That's what it's about.
That's what it's all about.
But I'll tell you who I'm not very happy with.
Uh-oh.
Apple.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's funny.
That's compounding over so much stuff.
It's funny, my financial advisor team, Sine, she's, my financial team, they are called the Garcia Wealth Management Group, and it's Brian and his sister, Sine, they tag team it, right?
Okay.
And so she sent me an email, and it was funny. She's like, good morning. She's like, well, the speculation about Apple iPhones is now settled. 9 million units shipped this weekend. Congrats, right? Congratulations. And
right.
And I wrote back. I just wrote back. I said, was there ever any doubt?
Right.
And I was like, why does no one ever listen to me? And she wrote back, LOL, right? but okay, so in terms of their sales, like, awesome. I knew they weren't going to miss a beat there.
Right.
But where they have been missing a beat, and I, you and I are both, like, big Apple pundits.
Yeah, I've used Apple all my life.
You know, like, but I'm not happy with the quality of their stuff right now.
There's so much stuff going wrong now. And here's the latest example.
this morning, I'm driving, and I need to set a reminder at 1:30 p.m. today to go buy some oil for my car. Going to Mark's Thursday to get my oil changed.
KM service.
And,
lubrication.
Yes. And so, of course, and you were with me today. Did I get a reminder to go buy oil?
Nope.
No.
Nope, not at all.
But here's, this is great. This is Siri on my iPhone 5 performing like Hal from Space Odyssey. I said, set a reminder today at 1:30 to buy oil. It replied back. First, it said, sorry, Matt, I can't remind you in the past. Then it said,
wow.
I took a screenshot.
Wow.
Then it then immediately after it said, okay, just tell me what you want to be reminded about. Okay, I already said, set a reminder today at 1:30 to buy oil. But it didn't catch the word to. So what it caught was, set a reminder today at 1:30, buy oil. But since it didn't catch the word to, it changed the definition of the word buy from B-U-Y to B-Y.
Oh, I see, yes.
So it howled it, right? It didn't understand something, and then it...
It just changed what it thought.
It changed what it thought. So then, obviously, the second thing was it was said, okay, tell me, you know, I'll show it to you here. I don't know if you'll be able to read it, but...
I put my glasses on so I can see.
Obviously, here it says, you know, set a reminder today at 1:30, buy oil with B-Y. Okay, sorry, Matt, I can't set a reminder for you in the past. What? And then it immediately says, okay, just tell me what you want to be reminded about. So I say, okay, continuing this question, buy oil. Now, I said buy oil, and now it picked it up the right spelling, B-U-Y. So buy oil. Again, sorry, Matt, I can't remind you in the past. Okay, I'll remind you to buy oil. When would you like to be reminded?
And it's like an auto loop.
And so I, you know, so then I'm like, 1:30. Here's your reminder today at 1:30 p.m. And then it, you want to create it? I said, yes. And then it said, I'm sorry, I can't create it. And then it, yeah. And I'm like, dude, really?
All right. So
anyways.
We have issues with GarageBand.
GarageBand.
There are issues. The Apple TV got, many of them were bricked.
Oh, man.
You told me that they were bricked?
Yeah, Apple released the update a few days ago to coincide with iOS 7 release. And I was going to go install it because I'm like, oh, new update, you know.
Because you have an Apple
I have an Apple TV. And Apple
I'm thinking
TV.
About buying one, but and, not right now.
And so I went ahead and, you know, oh, I'll do the update. And then, of course, something distracted me and I forgot, thank goodness. And then I read reports yesterday that Apple pulled the 6.0 update because it was bricking Apple TVs. So here's people with a perfectly good working product, and they go update and then reboot, and then their Apple TV doesn't work anymore. So you're kind of like, I don't know, maybe I'm missing something, but I thought Apple had a quality control department.
Well, that was the thing about Apple, unlike Microsoft, right? Microsoft is known as being kind of the chump daddy laughing stock,
right,
in terms of their software,
right,
and or hardware, mm-hmm, for that matter.
Developers.
And now, since mm-hmm Jobs has passed,
yes,
now it just seems that there is
a lot more issues
a
happening.
Quality issue.
Yes.
Now, that's not to say that there weren't issues that happened under Steve Jobs.
Right.
There were. But to be fair, if an issue like this, multiple issues happened, there'd be some heads rolling.
Oh, dude, there'd be a lot of heads rolling.
Right? And what's going on? So, as someone that loves Apple, and I have stock in Apple, and I've used it as long as you have.
Yeah.
Right? Pretty much. You know, I care about the company.
Yeah.
But it distresses me that it's becoming...
So, more and more things.
More... It's becoming more like a Microsoft and not an Apple.
Uh-huh.
So, what I'm going to do... I will send Tim Cook an email.
Follow him on Twitter and send him on Twitter. He's on Twitter now.
Well, you remember he answered back when I sent him an email previously.
Yeah.
So I'll send him another email.
Yeah.
And just let him know how I feel.
I'll tweet him on.
I mean, that's just not groovy.
I'll tweet him on Twitter. Hey, Tim Cook, figure this one out. Buy oil. I'm sorry, I can't set things in the past. What?
Yeah, I don't know. I just.
It's just been one after the other after the other.
Yeah, misfires.
Oh, it's really funny. My brother put up something on Facebook today that apparently someone on the Android platform
has created an app called iMessage. So same name as the Apple product on the Apple platform. And but it's not an Apple app. It's a third-party app. And now whether or not it claims to be able to then connect you to iMessage on, you know, the Apple platform, I don't know. But he made a very good point. Don't install this app and don't give these people your Apple ID. Because that's what you need to sign into
right.
for iMessage is your Apple ID. So you go to the Android platform, you install iMessage under the assumption of, yeah, I'm going to be able to talk to all my friends on the Mac, you know, on the iOS. And
I use iMessage.
And I know, but you're on an Apple product, so it makes sense. But, you know, this third-party app on Android isn't going to sign in, probably, you know, to Apple servers. Or even if it does, would you give up that information?
I ain't got time for that.
Oh my goodness, man.
Issues.
Just click on it. It says it's legit, click it. If it says it's legit, click. I don't know. Whatever.
No, thank you.
Well, it's the same thing. That's why, you know, our mutual friend Dirk called me, you know, and is like, hey, I need you to come out and fix, you know, this guy's computer because, you know, he got an email that said, hey, we're you know, here, download our free antivirus protection.
Which is a virus.
Which, yeah, you click right? that, and he's like, oh, now it doesn't
How
go
ironic
online.
Is
and
that?
Now it doesn't do this, and now it doesn't do that, and yeah, well. There you go.
Technology.
Oh, my gosh,
technology
man.
Is really good, and it can also be really not so hot.
Hurts my brain. Well, should we take a break?
I need a break.
Let's take a break.
Let's
come
have
back.
Some coffee. Hey, hello.
Hey, you're wacky but cute.
I am. I'm wacky but blind.
Wacky but blind,
I
yeah.
I need to go to my optometrist.
I'm wacky
get
but
my
tired.
Eyes. I said eye. My eye checked.
Get your eye checked.
Get my eye checked.
Well, yeah,
my eyes checked.
Well, my wife and daughter are going a couple weeks.
Go have their... I'll just go with them. They won't know any better. They'll just be like, hello, Mr. Pat.
Yeah.
We'll take care of your eyes.
And my mom's having some stuff done with her cataracts.
I probably, you know what? I probably have cataracts. I don't even know it.
They're doing a lens replacement
or
something.
All my computer screen years of gaming.
Yeah.
It's like fried my retinas.
They fried your retinas.
It
yeah.
probably has. It's probably why I can't see anything. They're like, Mr. Pat, you have no more retinas. What?
Close the other eye.
Close both eyes.
Well, you know, it's interesting to talk about eyes and stuff. And you were in there watching some Mythbusters earlier.
They're blowing stuff up.
There was a pirate episode. They've done two pirate episodes now, and the first one, they had a myth that pirates would wear an eye patch, not to cover up a bad eye, but
no.
to keep their rod cells in their eyes. Warmed up for night vision.
Correct. So they close one eye,
flip
the
it up, and now
then they could see.
And now they can instantly see.
Correct.
So if they had to go below decks,
yes.
Or if they were attacked at night,
they could see.
They'd instantly have an eye that was already ready to go.
Which is really cool.
That's just freaking brilliant.
Isn't that cool?
That's freaking brilliant.
I knew that. I actually knew that.
Yeah. Well, you're a man of many. Many stories and
many cucumbers. Man of many cucumbers. I found some new life tips.
Okay.
I found one that's 100 tips about life, people, and happiness.
We should just do a whole show that's nothing but
tips.
And the whole show is just here's a tip.
Here's
don't listen.
Tip. That's the number one tip.
Number one tip is
don't
even, listen.
Don't ever start listening. And wear a patch. Well, you know, growing up as a kid, for a lot of Halloweens, I'd be a pirate.
I just had a bad thought.
Not that type of pirate.
Well, let's
Should
see.
I read my tips?
No, not right.
Is it too soon? Am I a tip premature?
We're only you're prematuring tips.
Oh, I'm already thinking it's like We've 40 only been... minutes, 45
no,
minutes.
You want it to end.
No, I thought we were already...
No.
I don't even know where we are. Where are we?
We're 20 minutes into the show.
Oh,
dude.
We're not even close.
No,
put the tips back away.
You're the one want...
Goodbye, tips. come back to you.
No tips for you.
No tips right now. I thought we were at like 40 minutes or something.
No.
Wow.
No.
Okay. Oh.
You must be having fun.
Well, I am.
Time's flying.
I am. Okay, so I got my head shaved, right?
Yes.
Dirt cut my hair.
Okay.
This time around. And so I'm sitting there, and his daughter was out, you know, hanging out, mm-hmm. you know. And she start and so got it all done, and she starts to laugh, right? She's giggling, and she's like, "You look like the guy from Gang of Thrones or Game of Thrones."
Game of Thrones.
Gang of Thrones.
Gang of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
Gang of Thrones. That's a bunch of porta potties lined up.
And I'm like,
it's a Gang of Thrones.
And I'm like, well, which guy? And I'm thinking about, because I've seen the show a couple times, right? Uh-huh. But not recently. I haven't watched it recently.
Recently, okay.
And I'm trying to think of, like, well, wait, which guy is there, like, a bald, heavyset dude in there, right? Like, I couldn't think of anybody, right?
Okay.
So I was like, oh, this has to be bad, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so Dirk came around, and he looks, and he's like, yeah. And then she's like, and then she says, oh, Varnes, or Varnes. Varnes, I guess that's how you say his name. V-A-R-Y-S. And so it's funny. You know what he is? He's a eunuch.
Ah, that's funny.
But here's the cool thing, though. It's like she was laughing. She's like, oh, he's a eunuch, right? And then Dirk's like, no, actually, he's like a badass, because the thing about him, his character was, he was enslaved as a youth.
Okay.
And a sorcerer basically, well, cut his gonads for a spell and left him as a eunuch.
So there you go.
And then he tossed him aside. He's like, I don't need you anymore. And threw him out on the street just to die.
So is it the hair that resembled her?
And from... No, just the face. Right, with the bald face, right?
Or was it the clipping?
I wasn't snipped. Well, I was. Well, I was circumcised. That's different.
That's snip the tip.
I snipped the tip, yes. But snip the jewels, no. I still have my jewels intact.
I love the fact that you're making hand
gestures. I am.
You're making hand gestures of scissors.
I am. Well, we can do rock, paper, scissors.
Rock, paper, snip.
Right?
Well, if I do this,
I'll just do scissors.
If I do rock and you do scissors.
Do scissors. It's true. So, but the thing is, he became a thief, right? Just to make, like, just to survive. But he figured out, like, the best way.
I can't get that out of my head.
What,
now.
The snips?
Just rock and scissors.
Paper, rock, and snips?
I'll never be able to play rock, paper, scissors. Without thinking of
snips. Little Jules got snips.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, so he's on the street and he figures out, like, the best piece of information is, like, that's where it's at. So he becomes a master spy, right? And he has, like, a whole channel of basically informants and spies, and he builds up this power base.
Okay.
And he comes across as just kind of like this nice jovial, you know, happy-go-snippy guy. Because he snipped.
Until he meets a woman, huh?
Right? Well, no, he snipped, so he can't do anything.
Well, that's
right?
What I'm saying.
That's just it, right? Poor guy. But he becomes, like, an advisor to these, I don't know, what, the king or whatever, right? So anyway, it was just kind of interesting. Like, you know, Megan's laughing, and Dirk's like, well, wait a minute. If you think about it, like, Varnes is, like, this really badass character.
Okay.
Underneath it all.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, underneath it all.
Well, underneath it all, he got snipped. So in that case, he's not. But, you know, I just thought. And he said, I've never watched it, but he's also in Suits, the TV show or cable show Suits.
I don't know that one.
And he's supposed to play some really cool, badass.
I know the one Pants, there. But not Suits.
Suits. Snips.
I'm
ready for a break again. Oh, my gosh.
Well, let's see. What else is going on?
Nothing.
I'm thinking upcoming
stuff. I
haven't
seen any movies at all.
No.
I'm still reading my books. I haven't got the book yet from on Rum, so I can't read that yet.
Oh, yes. The Rum book.
But I am reading a couple other things.
I'm trying to think.
But nothing about Snips.
What was... Oh, it was... and you saw... Yeah, I think you saw this, but I had a hysterical... Okay. Is the one downside to Facebook using... this new chat bubble system
is there's a new bubble chat.
Well, on Facebook mobile.
Oh, I don't have that.
So whenever you're on Facebook mobile and someone's chatting you, then you get these little bubbles off to the side of the
screen. Oh, the one with Dave! And so Dave, oh, yes.
Yeah, so Dave's face, his profile is just these close-up of his, like, his face. And so when you do the chat bubble, it's just these two eyes.
Dave's and eyes looking at you.
Having this conversation, and he's just staring at me. Yeah, and I was like, oh, that's so creepy. Here, I'll show you in a second.
Well, it's like Thomas the Tank Engine going up in the atmosphere, right? These eyes kind of rolling around looking at you.
Right. Okay, here you go. So I'm going to close this. Okay, there.
We have to put this on the Facebook page.
You see his little eyes right there?
Hey, I got it.
But see, you can move it around.
Oh, you can move his eyes?
Look, I stuck his eye on his eye, you see?
Oh, that's disturbing. Wow.
Now,
that is creepy.
Let me do yours and I'll show you.
Well, yeah. Look at his eyes, though. They're all...
Well, that's what I'm saying is by the time you get to
looks kind of disturbed there.
What I'm saying is like...
And you have a lot of Jason picture guys looking. Jason...
Well, that's messages. That's
that's like Halloween ready for...
Yeah. Well, that's Devil's Latex, and that's who I'm ordering my...
Oh, for your costume.
My costume stuff from. Yeah. And then the other guy is the one that's doing the...
I'm going to be
the
Varnes for Christmas. The jacket. I mean, Varnes for Halloween.
Varnes for Christmas. All right. I'm Varnes.
I meant Halloween.
I could also do a Walter White. That would be interesting.
Who's that?
Walter White is the science teacher.
Oh, he's the Breaking Bad guy.
You
know, I've never watched any of those episodes.
Oh, it's awesome. That's an amazing show.
I've never watched those episodes.
It's so awesome. If you have Netflix, you got to watch it. It's really good. But yeah, he's basically the science teacher.
Well, I know the story, right? He gets cancer. Like, I need to provide for my family. They're probably a meth... Well, we talked about that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I told you, I said Lego has.
That's right.
A Breaking Bad Lego set.
Yeah. So I that was my first thought was I should be Walter White because I've got the bald head, right? And so I just have to put the little goatee mustache thingy on or whatever.
Well, this is the final season.
Yes. Yes.
And I know, like, I on what's the webpage? Boing Boing. There's a page called Boing Boing.
Yes.
And
yeah, it's this little site. It's been around for a little while.
A long time. But I check out. One of my sites I check out.
You check them out.
And snip, snip.
That's a word of the day.
Snip, snip.
That's a word of the day.
Snip, snip.
Snip, snip. That would be horrible to be eunuch. I mean, I guess you'd be a great singer. You know? You'd be like the dude from Queen. I could be, you know, Ant could play guitar. And I could sing in like a new band called The Snips. I'm down with that. Then they really wouldn't call me back or take my letters. I gotta figure that out. Why didn't get my letters?
I don't know, man.
They return to sender is like, you know.
Return.
I don't know. Anyway, okay, so wait, you're talking about Breaking Bad?
Yes.
Have you been watching the final episodes?
No, I don't have cable. So Netflix goes up to season five.
So you have to wait till.
So I think this six or seven seasons.
When I was over at Dirk's, we watched a cable show on, I guess, Sci-Fi called Defiance, and we just watched
Is it all about Kernhoff?
No. It's this great science fiction program about basically these aliens, all these different alien races come to Earth because their planets are all jacked up.
Okay.
So they come here because. We got it. We have the resources.
Right.
And they...
Sounds like V.
Right. Similar. And they basically launch an attack.
Okay. Sounds like V.
And we kind of fight them off.
Sounds like V.
And then one thing leads to another, and then they... Long story short, they're living on Earth now. And you have
sounds
pockets.
Like v.
They have pockets of, you know, these different alien races living in certain sections. But there's one area called Defiance.
Sounds like V.
Where all the aliens... And the humans are living together. All the different races of aliens.
I see.
And the humans are living together, and they're trying to make it.
Doesn't sound like V.
No. Well, in that sense, it's different.
Yes.
But we watched the first episode of it.
Okay.
What do they call it? Not the...
The pilot.
The pilot. We watched that, and it was really good.
Wow. Cool.
So I definitely... Well, can't watch it at home because I don't have access to TV.
You have cable and you can't watch it.
No, I can't.
I don't have cable and I can't watch it.
Want to trade?
Yeah.
So anyway, maybe I'll go over to Dirk's and we'll have like some cookies.
Yeah, there you go.
From the good cookie guys.
Cookies and Defiance.
And watch more Defiance.
Hit my mic again there.
So.
Oh boy. Well, let's see what else is going on. Not too much. It's been kind of a quiet week, I think. Not too much has been really happening.
I'm just reading, listening to music.
I just been
doing
working.
My little thing.
Just working.
Oh, I'm getting I'm getting that website with your. Well, you helped me out earlier.
Oh yeah.
To get it up and,
your
and running, I'm going to do a recipe site.
Your recipe website.
So
yes.
if you want, send me recipes and I'll post them.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be fun. Yeah,
you have. What was the recipe you were mentioning?
Oh, that was my mom. That's my mom's dip recipe.
And what's in it?
Oh, well, you'll see it when it's on your website.
Oh, okay. Well, it's for the listeners.
Well, they got to go to your website.
Oh, okay. When I get it finalized.
Yeah, when you get it set up.
But it won't take me very long at all. Just template, blam.
Yeah. 20 minutes.
You know, I got it. Well, you know what?
You don't need web designers these days.
No. You don't.
You just go in and install WordPress. Well, you know WordPress. What? Don't use Joomla.
No, I don't like Joomla.
Use WordPress.
I like WordPress.
Yes.
It's free.
It's free. It's
and
great.
It works.
It works well, and it's way better
than
Joomla.
And I know enough that I can do webby stuff.
And any web designer that wants you to use Joomla, just smack them. Smack them up
snip,
the head.
Snip, snip.
Smack them up the head.
Let's take a break. I'll do health tips. Or some tips.
Oh.
Is it break time yet?
No.
We need break time.
We still got another like 6 minutes.
Oh.
This is going to be a short show this
week. We got to play some music.
We 20 minutes of music. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back. You're just going to listen to music for the rest of the show.
That'd be kind
of
cool.
Here you go.
We could play some accordion music. Thank you.
So that was you listening to several minutes.
I love it.
Several minutes
of accordion. That was the best thing of the whole show.
Several minutes of accordion music.
I love accordion music. You know what? You know,
that's polka.
Polka's cool. Have you ever seen like punk polka? There's such a thing.
Well, do you want to end the show since we played like 20 minutes of polka music right there?
20 minutes. All right, I'll do my wait. Got to turn on my iPad. If it works, Apple.
Yeah. Oh
my gosh.
I mean, that was that was 20 minutes of accordion.
Wait, music. I gotta get rid of Varnes here. See, there's his picture.
Oh, let me see.
See, there's Varnes, but he has a cool outfit. That's what I wear for Halloween. He looks all serious, huh? That's a good picture.
That is a good picture of you.
See, that could be me.
That could be you.
That could be me. Varnes could be me.
That could totally be you, dude.
That could be me.
I agree. There you go.
Yeah, yeah. That one right there. that's a monkey. That's not Varnes. What? Look at that. Does not look like me. That's Jimmy Durante. Look at this crazy monkey with his... That's horrifying. All right. Wait. I got to find my tips.
You going to do your tips?
Hang on. Where are my tips?
After our listeners just listened to 20 minutes
of... Oh, my God. Okay, here we go. I'm going to do... I'll do 10, because there's 100 total, right? So I'll do 10. You ready?
Okay.
These are pretty short and concise. Number one.
Wait, are you reading with the one eye again?
No, I'm reading with both. Eyes? Look. You can see.
Yeah, let me take a picture of you real quick.
Right here I am. I'm wearing my, this is Jason's beanie surf hat that he gave me.
Let me focus it. Focus. Okay. There we go.
Is that good? I have my mouth kind of open. What? That's a monkey. Come on, man. At least make it a silverback gorilla. At least make it look like me, a silverback gorilla.
You
gotta find a silverback gorilla.
I got a tip. Don't listen to his show anymore.
Silverback snip. Snip it. Wait, does he have his mouth open either?
Yeah, he's got his tongue.
Oh my gosh, what is he doing?
He's sticking his tongue out.
Wow, he really is.
He just got snipped.
Look at that. He has a big tongue, too. Might be useful for certain things.
He just got snipped.
I guess. Okay, here we go. 100 tips about life, people, and happiness. Are you ready?
No.
All right, here we go. Number one, true wisdom and insight is always free.
Okay.
Well... You know why it's free? Because it comes from life. When you get beat around and smacked around.
Okay.
Right? Isn't that true?
Yeah.
When you get beat up and smacked around in life, you kind of learn from it.
Yes.
And then you get wise.
Mm-hmm.
You wise up to it. Well, that's free.
You do.
Okay, here you go. Number two, give your power over to no one.
Yes. I totally agree with that.
Don't let anyone have power over you.
Yep. Why would you? Because then you're just being a subordinate.
Being a drone.
Subordinate?
Don't be a drone. Okay. Critical thinking. Okay, number three. Going into the unknown is how you expand what is known.
Okay.
You're looking at monkeys.
I'm trying to contemplate.
You're looking at monkeys.
I'm trying to contemplate what known is known. And
okay, well, wait. Going into the unknown is how you expand what is known. Basically... If experience something that you've never experienced before, that's how you learn about it. Or that's how you grow.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. That's true. Yeah. All right.
I like that one.
Yeah, that's nice.
Number four, this is practical. Get a library card.
And learn about snipping.
There's lots of things in the library you can learn from. Well, here's the thing. In the library, they have DVDs and Blu-rays and CDs.
And they have internet.
Yep. So... It's free.
But if you're listening to this show, then you've already got internet, and therefore you don't need internet.
Well, you could be in the library listening. I wonder if anyone in the library is listening to the show.
We should just go to the library and listen to our own show. And laugh.
More like cry.
And laugh, and then people are like, what are they listening to?
What's it? No, what they'll do is they'll be all, shh, it's a library.
Yeah.
All right, number five.
But he's talking about snip.
Number five. Spend more time around people that both challenge and respect you.
Okay.
Number six.
I spent 10 years around a guy who challenged me.
It was challenging.
Wow, that's what I'm saying.
Right? It's challenging.
Yeah.
Number six. remain skeptical forever. Basically, critical thinking again.
Yes,
Right? Mm-hmm. Don't believe emails that say free
antivirus.
Antivirus. Right?
Right.
There you go.
Right.
Number 7, fight for what matters.
Okay, I agree. I like that one.
Number 8.
Oops.
There's a method to dropping your pin.
Oops.
Number 8. There's a method that works. Find it.
Well, if you can find the method to keep my pen in my hand.
Right. Or my pants up. Get a belt. You know, if I could pull my pants down, I've lost enough weight that I can pull my pants down. It's true. I'm not wearing a belt right now. I'm just sharing that with you.
Oh, man, dude.
See, that's good.
Oh, that's why I love this show. All right.
Number 9. Join a movement. It could be a movement to pull pants down. Well, if I put on my previous old pants, they wouldn't fit at all. They'd totally be at my ankles. So, I've been losing weight. It's good. Eating my green bars and my Lenny and Larry bars.
I hope someone's actually listening to this after listening to 20 minutes of accordion music.
I love accordion music. I know, I truly do. It's pretty awesome. All right, number 10. You'll like number 10.
Okay.
Drink your coffee black.
I disagree with that one.
Oh, well, what do you like in your coffee?
I like cream and sugar.
Cream and sugar?
Mm-hmm.
I know, you know what? When I go and I have coffee with Betty over dinner, I'll have just plain old-fashioned black coffee.
No, I don't like it black.
No?
No. Gotta have some... It's
some flavor.
Yeah. Some sweetness to it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like sweet, like a monkey's kiss.
Yes, there you go. Taking a picture of you with them. That's a good joke, though.
Here, oh,
let
me
take a picture and then here.
Oh, I have a thing for kissing.
Why do you have a thing for kissing?
Well, just because I thought, you know.
Why would you bring? Why would you?
Well, it's not Valentine's Day, but.
Yeah, it's slightly not Valentine. It's almost Halloween.
Well, I found a thing like what each kiss means.
Okay.
There are 1, 2, 3, 4. I mean, 1, 2, 3, 4. There's 6. Particular locations where a person can kiss you and what's the meaning behind it.
Okay.
Should I finish off the show with this?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. This is romantic. What each kiss means. A kiss on the forehead means we're together. A kiss on the cheek means we're friends. That's the friend zone.
Okay.
I hate the friend zone. Damn friend zone. Don't kiss me on the cheek. Maybe, you know, the other cheek. When my pants are pulled down. Number 3. A kiss on the hand means I adore you.
Okay. I'll buy that.
Number 4. A kiss on the neck means I want you pronto.
Okay.
Number 5. A kiss on the shoulder means you're perfect.
Okay.
And the last but not least, a kiss on the lips means I love you.
Well, of course.
So there you go.
There you go.
Kissy kissy time on a Friday night.
Sounds good to me.
With your pants down.